This interview is brought to you by NTT Data. NTT Data delivers on your mission by combining superior talent and over 55 years of government expertise with a comprehensive portfolio of technologies from cloud, security, and consulting to modernization and IT solutions. We're your ideal partner for reimagining your healthcare IT. Visit nttdataservices.com.
Hi, we're here at HIMSS with Lamont Yarborough, CISO at HHS. Nice to have you, sir.
Thank you, Ian. My pleasure to be here.
So what are some of your top priorities over the next year?
There are a few, actually. We want to continue to execute on the presidential executive orders issued that included a number of things that federal agencies must do, among which is, you know, zero trust architecture initiative, supply chain risk management, and a multitude of other activities that we are required to perform. So we want to continue tracking it against that. We want to continue to focus on retention and recruitment of cyber professionals. They are in short supply, and we want to ensure that we're an attractive place to work. So we want to continue doing that. And of course, we want to continue to collaborate with our partners. You know, HHS is a big federated organization, and there's a number of activities that we undertake on a daily basis in service to the health and public health care sector. One of the reasons why we're here, we want to continue to interact with our industry partners, learn new things and innovative things that we can be applying, that we can be learning, that we can be collaborating on. So there's a whole lot of activities that we're tracking against moving forward.
Sounds like a lot, especially with the executive orders and then at the HHS, the CIO's office being so focused on those cyber priorities, the AI priorities, and then, of course, the modernization of IT. So there's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the challenges facing the healthcare industry right now that you're seeing impact HHS more broadly?
Well, I think, well, as you know, technology doesn't stand still, right? A lot of the tools that are used on certain technologies are longstanding and perhaps antiquated. They don't have the ability to adapt or even be upgraded. So that's always a pressing concern as the technology advances that we need to upgrade systems. Some of the existing infrastructure can't accommodate that, right? So, of course, we want to continue to work from that area. We want to continue to partner with the health and public health care sector and help educate them in all manner of things that they should undertake to fortify their environments from a cyber perspective. We do that in a number of ways, one of which is with our what we call our 405B program. 405B, by the way, was an outcome of the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. Within that law, there's an actual chapter and verse that requires HHS to partner with industry to develop ways in which they can identify cybersecurity practices that they can hopefully take and leverage within their respective organizations, because it was built with the intention that, you know, most medical practitioners are just that. They're medical practitioners. They're not necessarily IT or specifically cyber people, but we wanted to give them some high-level identification of the things that they should be considering as they go about their day-to-day practices.
Definitely. And it's incredibly important for to protect that patient data. And so some of these policies are really helpful.
Absolutely.
Where are you seeing some of the most impactful collaborations? You did mention industry and being here at HIMSS. Are there any particular areas where you're seeing, I guess, growth in some of those collaborations?
It might be hard for me to identify a particular case on the fly, but just holistically, I think, you know, in my mind at least, are you familiar with the African term that takes a nation, a village to raise a child?
Yeah.
Well, in my mind, it takes a nation or a village, rather, to be cyber secure. You can't do this in a vacuum. You can't do this on an island. You can't do this independently. You have to rely on the ability to share intelligence as things come about within the cyber arena, right? Not necessarily cyber security arena, but you have to be able to exchange information. You have to be willing and able to collaborate, because a lot of things that occur within this space can be time sensitive, right? So you want to build alliances and coordinate within the federal sphere, as well as in the sector itself and with our industry partners, of which we couldn't be successful because they bring a lot of knowledge and technology to the table, and that helps us effectuate what we are out here to do, and that's to protect the sector.
Okay, absolutely. So what are you looking forward to over, whether it's at this conference this week or maybe looking more ahead over the next year?
Well, sure. For one, I love being in venues like this for conferences like this because it gives us an opportunity to interact. It's always funny somehow that sometimes you have to travel coming from wherever you come from to interact with people that may be local to you, but for some reason you don't have the opportunity to interact locally, but you travel hundreds, perhaps thousands of miles just to engage with people who are, mere miles from wherever it is you come from. But I think that's an interesting aspect of here. From an HHS perspective, we're here to make folks aware to the extent that there are those who are not aware of some of the products that HHS offers by way of protecting the sector.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for standing with me here and chatting about some of your priorities. And it's a really exciting time, especially in the age of emerging technology and how, I guess, collectively the community is going to figure it out.
So, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
HealthCast, along with GovCast and Cybercast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.